A magic number of sorts for New Jersey candidates running for governor is 430,000. Raising that much money is the only way their message will get the exposure brought along with televised debates. An uphill climb for third-party candidates fighting for name recognition.
The thing that most disappoints me is that the polls don't include me by name. The polls are all about the Democrat and the Republican, and then they kind of have some sort of mini statement about independence, and they don't give us our own name. Everyone who's on the ballot in November should be in a poll, and the people of New Jersey should be asked where they stand in terms of all of us.
Green Party candidate for governor Seth Copperdale is the pastor of Reformed Church in Highland Park. Outside of days of worship, he finds himself on city streets telling people why they should vote for him.
We need an administrator who builds people up. We need an administrator who listens to the people, an administrator who works with everyone and believes that everybody has an opportunity to contribute to a better New Jersey.
A different type of campaigning is held at a gun range in Randolph. Libertarian candidate for governor Peter Rohrman speaks out against New Jersey's strict gun carry laws.
In New Jersey, we have plenty of cases where people are going to jail for just the mere possession of a firearm, traveling back and forth to the range. I personally know of a man who was incarcerated for years because he was in the middle of a move. And during this move, he deviated from the course just slightly. And because of that, he was sentenced to 7 years in jail. Luckily, he got out early, but there are plenty of victims when it comes to New Jersey's firearms laws.
Rohrman is a former Marine who's now a youth athletics coach and network engineer by trade. The Libertarian has his own plans to overhaul hot-button issues in Trenton, like property tax and the school funding formula.
I am shooting to get on that debate stage. If you put me up there with Kim and Phil, my policies will put them to shame, and the people will be able to vote for me. The key to winning this election is me getting on that debate stage.
No matter what third-party candidate you speak with, they all agree that it's time for Garden State residents to realize they have more than two big party choices at the voting booth.
There's always going to be a system for the head parties. Even though they hate each other's guts, they'll agree to make sure that it's just a duopoly as opposed to having other representation. So I know for a fact it's set against, third parties and truly set against the people. I mean, if you've got a system, it's a system of fear, and fear is the greatest form of enslavement. It's a system of slavery.
Matt Riccardi is the youngest person running for governor at the minimum requirement age of 30. Riccardi is a former military veteran and political science graduate from Hofstra University. He's running under the Constitution Party platform, but ultimately thinks the governor should be chosen based on quality of candidate and policies.
Parties aren't going to save the world. As I love the Constitution Party and think they put up the best candidates and they're well vetted, I would never give a blanket statement and say that I would completely support a party, because you never know.
Which brings us to Gina Genovese, the first Democrat in Long Hill Township's history elected as mayor.
And what I found is that if you take an issue, no matter whether you're Republican or Democratic, in the Democratic Party, if you take an issue and you can work together on that issue, that's really how you make progress.
Genovese has identified as an independent for the last 8 years. She, like the other third-party candidates, believes a Murphy or Guadagno administration is more of the same.
The same lip service, the same Band-Aid approach that we have taken. I don't see any new ideas. Frankly, as we know in Jersey politics, the party, the machine, it plays a huge role. And I don't even know if I would be able to make any headway. But certainly an independent approach, why not try it? The others haven't really worked, so let's try an independent approach.
There's four different choices to choose from in November's upcoming governor's election. Candidates have until August to raise enough money to qualify for televised debates. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos.